Standardized sign placement is important for sign visibility and safety. The MUTCD Section 2A.16 and 2A.17 provides all the requirements for sign placement on overhead and roadside locations. States may have other specific regulations for sign installations. In some work zones, there may be exceptions to standard practices. For example, signing on short-duration work zones may be placed on the shoulder or on the pavement. Mounted signs on trucks and barricades are also permitted. Refer to Section 6F.03 of the MUTCD for more specific information on sign placement in work zones. All sign placements must consider height, width, lateral location, and road sign density. All sign placements should provide visibility and clarity of road conditions ahead. Signs should also allow motorists the proper perception, reaction, and decision time to respond to the message. When the work zone is not active, warning signs should be completely covered to preserve their credibility. Motorists will ignore signs that do not accurately reflect ongoing road conditions.
A TTCP should include a schedule for regular inspection of signs to preserve legibility and credibility. Signs need to be cleaned or replaced when they become soiled. Show wear, such as faded color or loss of retroreflectivity. Become damaged,